بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل إنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا ما بصاحبكم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير لكم بين يدي عذاب شديد. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of this verse of the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily I am giving you one piece of advice. That is, you establish the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually in groups, thereafter ponder and reflect. There is another interpretation of this verse which the Mufassirin have given, that this command of tafkir, that is to ponder and reflect, refers to the second part of the verse, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا, ponder and reflect, مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ, that your companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not afflicted with insanity or with mental imbalance. He is but a warner to you. If you do not accept his message, then you will have to face a terrible punishment. So what is meant? Some of us even say that this verse of the Quran actually is an instruction to the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah. And likewise it is an instruction to us also. First of all, the direct address is to them, because when they did not want to accept the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they began accusing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam of all sorts of strange things. Na'uzu billah, they started accusing him of being a liar, of being a magician. And one of the accusations that they made against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that na'uzu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a madman. So Allah ta'ala is saying to them, and we find that this usage of the verse, of the word in the Quran is ajeeb. Allah ta'ala does not say to them that ponder and reflect, that this person that you are accusing of being a mad person, he is not a mad person. Allah ta'ala uses the word مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ, that your companion is not a mad person. Now what is this ishara or indication? Why does the Quran use the word sahib? Sahib means someone you interacted with, someone who was in front of you. So what Allah Ta'ala is saying, that 40 years of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lived amongst you. You observed his actions, you observed his motion, you observed his demeanor, his mannerism. Then consider objectively and with a balanced mind, that have you witnessed any sign of madness in this person? Have you witnessed any sign of mental imbalance? Have you witnessed any dishonesty in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In reality, there was a general consensus that he is the most honest, most upright, most cultured, and most noble of the entire Quraysh. For 40 years of his life, he observed the beautiful characteristics that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. In fact, once there was a time of dissension amongst the Quraysh when the Kaabatullah got damaged in a flood, they rebuilt the Kaabatullah. Then when it came to the placing of the Hajar-e-Aswad, there was almost bloodshed in Makkah Mukarramah. Why? Because each leader of each tribe wanted to have the honor of placing the Hajar-e-Aswad in its place. It got to a point where swords were drawn, and this may have led to great conflict and great bloodshed. So when this dissension arose, who was going to solve this problem? They turned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was before Nubuwwat, which gives one an idea of the type of regard that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a young man at that time. They said, "You solve this problem for us." What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he brought a sheet or a cloth, told them, "Place the Hajar-e-Aswad on it." And then he instructed the leader of each tribe that each one of you hold one part of this cloth. Together lift it up, they brought it to the place where the Hajar-e-Aswad had to be placed, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself picked it up and placed the Hajar-e-Aswad. Like this, a great potential bloodshed of Makkah Mukarramah was averted. Many, many incidents like this occurred prior to the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is Quran telling us? What is Quran instructing them? That tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ponder and think, someone who you regarded to be the most upright, the most praiseworthy, the most honorable person amongst you for 40 years. You came to a point where you called him Sadiq, you called him Amin, you called him the truthful person, you called him the trustworthy person. How is it suddenly at the age of 40, something happens and now suddenly you're calling him a madman, you're calling him a liar? When you had your valuables, you left it with the same person. You considered him to be the best amongst you. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, ponder, reflect over the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, the second part of the verse where Allah says, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is but a warner to you. This refers to an incident, to an incident which occurred when this verse of the Quran came down, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was commanded by Allah Ta'ala, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that deliver the message to your family members, warn them, call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's mentioned in the hadith that kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam hatta sa'id as-safa fa hatafa ya sabaha qalu man hadha alladhi yahtif. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam climbed onto Mount Safa and he started shouting that something has happened, there's a warning, beware, be conscious. So the people started saying, who is this that is calling? So it was said that it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That time they didn't know he was a Nabi. They had such regard for him that everyone gathered. And he addressed them, Ya Bani Fulan, Ya Bani Abdul Manaf, Ya Bani Abdul Muttalib, Ya Bani Fulan, Ya Bani Fulan. He started calling the various tribes of the Banu Hashim, of the Quraysh. All of them gathered. And this, the question that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, he said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَخْبَرْتُكُمْ أَنَّ خَيْلًا تَخْرُجُ مِنْ صَفْحِ هَذَا الْجَبَلِ أَكُنْتُمْ مُصَدِّقِيًّا. He said to them, I've lived amongst you for 40 years, now I'm asking you a question. If I tell you that there is an army behind this mountain, you can't see them. But if I tell you that there is an army behind this mountain that is ready to attack you, أَمُصَدِّقِيًّا, without seeing, just on my word, will you accept what I am saying? 40 years I lived amongst you. This is what Quran is saying. Ponder, tafakkur, make tafakkur. Ma bi sahibikum min jinnah. Today you are calling him a madman. He stood on that mountain and he said to you, that without seeing, if I tell you there is an army behind this mountain, will you accept what I say? Every one of them said, yes, we will accept. Why? Ma jarrabna alayka kadhiba. We have never known you to speak a single lie. They had such regard for him. Then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ, I am warning you that if you will not accept the oneness of Allah, then you will have to face a terrible punishment. Every one of them turned against him. Abu Lahab said, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ تَبَّنْ لَكَ سَائِرَ الْيَوْمَ لِهَذَا جَمَعْتَنَا. May Allah destroy you. May destruction descend upon you for the rest of the day. Have you gathered us for this reason? They turned against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They started making all these accusations. So this verse of the Quran is instructing us that ponder over the zaat, over the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those of us who are believers, consider the ihsan and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us. And this should imbue within us the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the regard for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and importantly, it should imbue within us the jazba and the shauk to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. We find, my respected brothers, it is the day of Jumu'ah, and in keeping with that, I thought very, very briefly, we'll mention one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pertaining to the day of Jumu'ah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who takes a bath on the day of Friday, that is the day of Jumu'ah, he bathes thoroughly, he gets up early, and very, very importantly, goes early to the masjid, proceeds, this is a great sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah, the tabkir, to go early for Jumu'ah Salah, to give regard to the Jumu'ah Salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this person goes walking, he does not ride, he doesn't use a conveyance, sits close to the Imam, listens attentively, without playing around, then what will Allah give him? Few sunnah, make ghusl, leave early, walk to the masjid instead of using your conveyance, sit as close as possible to the Imam. If this is done, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? For every step that he took going for Jumu'ah Salah, he will receive the reward of 1 full year of Tahajjud Salah and 1 full year of fasting. For every step, Allah Ta'ala will give him that reward if he will practice some of these basic sunnahs of the day of Jumu'ah. Allah give us tawfiq.